Hey, feeling good, like I should. Went in took a walk around the neighborhood. Feeling blessed, never stressed. Got that sunshine on my Sunday best.
Welcome back to People First. I'm John Parker, and it's Friday, everybody. I hope you got great plans for the weekend. The weather's finally breaking up here in Montana, so we're excited about it. Hey, I want to read you an article that I found on LinkedIn about a month ago. The title of the article is People You Will Forever Remember. And I thought, my goodness, who are the people in my life that I would forever remember? And the next question I had was, will I ever be someone in someone's life that they will forever remember, right? What does it take to be one of those people? I'm going to start this article. Let me read through this article for you. They may be in your life at this very moment, or they may have been in your life yesterday or 20 years ago, but they made and left a wonderful, long-lasting legacy in you. You always remember the people in your life and work who made a significant positive impact in your life, whether because they lifted you up, encouraged you, or supported you, or when it came from a place of love to give you powerful feedback for your growth, or because they believed in you and saw something extraordinary, a gift to the world. Think about that for a second. A gift to the world. Do you understand that you are extraordinary and that you do bring a gift to this world? And here's what happens most of the time. We have these gifts, but we don't unpack them. We don't unwrap them, and we don't give them to the world. Think about that. Mm-hmm. Whatever the reason that inspired them, it certainly was good enough for them to have acted on it to make a difference in your life. Count yourself as fortunate if you had many of these folks in your life in one or several categories. But for those who haven't had people like this, please understand they are still out there. Maybe not in your life right now, but they're still out there, and you're going to run into one of these people that make a difference in your life. So what are these type of people, right? What are they describing or they consider that people that you will forever remember? So let's start with this. The ones who lifted you up with compassion. You remember the people at work, your colleagues or leaders who acted with compassion and kindness towards you and lifted you up when you were going through tough times, whether in your personal or professional life. Acting with compassion and kindness and intentionally doing something to provide you with some relief. You'll never forget the people who acted in that way, right? The people who picked you up, who acted with kindness when you were going through a tough time. And make sure for the leaders out there, you're hearing what they're saying. It says this. It says, in your personal and professional life, leaders, we are just not there from 8 to 5. We understand that if we really want to be leaders, we focus on the person as a whole, both professionally and personally, and we're there for our troops when they need us on either side of that house. The next category was the ones who encouraged and supported you. You remember those who encouraged you with confidence and support. Encourage you is not just about believing that you can do something, which is good, but not enough. It's about rallying behind you with words and actions so you can achieve and become what's possible. Who are the people in your life that encouraged you and supported you, that told you you could be more and gave you the support so you could move forward? How about the ones who saw something awesome in you? I love this. Something awesome in you. You'll never forget the people who saw that in you, something that sometimes you couldn't even see yourself, right? You don't know that you have this awesomeness in yourself, and these people clearly see it. Their legacy leaves in you because you became, or maybe you're on the journey to become something that you knew or they knew long before that you thought you could be, right? They predicted that you had more on you. They predicted that you would become more, and they helped you get there. They saw awesomeness in you before you ever knew you had it in you. Amazing people. How about the ones who challenged you? They truly believe in you. They know that you absolutely can outgrow your current self. Stop right there for a second. How many of us out there today believe that we can outgrow your current self? How many people out there believe that you have more in you to give, more in you to serve others with, that you just have a lot more than you currently are showing or displaying or using right now? You have more in yourself, right? You will remember the people who challenge you to be a bit more, to go a bit further, to try something different, to explore a new path, to discover something new. Challenging requires believing in you. Nobody worth remembering will ever challenge you to do something they don't believe you have the potential to do. They're challenging you to do something because they know you have potential. They just don't believe in your potential, but they want to see you realize it. They just don't say, hey, you know, I just see a lot of potential. You know, they actually act on it and move towards it and show you that you can do more and be more. It's not just words. It's actions that follow it. Extraordinary people. How about the ones who provided powerful feedback for your growth? Not everybody likes to hear this powerful feedback for growth thing, right? Because now you got to really reflect on stuff, but you can call it positive, negative, constructive, or anything in between. It's powerful feedback because it does wonders on you. And more importantly, because it comes from the heart and not a place of it's on my checklist to give you feedback, right? As a supervisor, as a leader, as a manager, whatever, I have to give you feedback because that's part of my job. That's not why we're doing it. You'll never forget the people who selfishly, generously, compassionately, and kindly gave you thoughtful, meaningful, and powerful feedback to help you grow. You know them. They're not giving you feedback because it's their job to do so, or they want to criticize or judge you. It's not about that at all. Never that. They give you feedback with one main purpose in mind, to help you grow and get better. That feedback comes from the heart. That feedback comes because they care. That feedback comes because they want you to be your very best version of you. They're the coaches and mentors in your life. Those are the people that give you that powerful feedback for your growth. And then the last one, which is amazing as well, is the ones who champion for you. You'll never ever forget the people who champion for you. They're amazing, not only because they believe in your potential and want to see you develop it and realize it, but because they actually wanted you to have the opportunities to do so. They champion for you, and they provide those opportunities or help you find them. They're not just saying, hey, you're going to do great. They're actually finding places in your life, pushing you towards opportunities so you can be great. They're helping you find these opportunities in your life so you can get to the next level. They're not just cheerleaders or coaches. They push you hard to get to that next level, to push you beyond what you thought you could be. The people and leaders who rally behind you and champion you are unforgettable. Unforgettable. And when I think about these people in my life, I can tell you, I can clearly see when I look back who these people were. I know their names. I can see their faces. And without these people in my life, I wouldn't be able to stand here today and talk to you with confidence about what this means, and that there are people out there that will help you be your very best, because I've had these very people in my life. And today, my biggest fan by far is my wife, and she champions for me, and she makes me feel all the time that I can do anything I put my mind to, and I can do it as well as anyone if I really want to. And I know that's not true. I know that's not necessarily true. I'm not the best speaker. I'm not the best trainer. There's better people out there, but she never stops rallying behind me. She never stops championing for me. She never stops challenging me. She does all these things that these people say in order for me to keep pushing forward. She does those things, and she never gives up on me. And that gives me the courage. It gives me the confidence and all the things I need to keep marching forward. I was on the road about a month ago, and it was a long road trip, and I was heading home, and I was on the phone with my wife, and I was telling her, I was recapping all the talks that I had gone through, and maybe some of the trainings and some of the breakthroughs that I saw with some of the people that I was working with, which is always the reason I do it. And as we were speaking and we were having a conversation, she paused and she goes, hey, I just want to let you know something. I'm proud of you. And at that moment, I felt like I was an 8-year-old boy, right? I'm 55 years old, and at 55 years old, I still need to hear those words. I still need somebody to say, hey, you're doing a good job. Hey, I'm proud of what you're doing. Hey, you know what? You are doing good things for people. I still need people to rally around me. And my point here is we all do. We all need people to see the awesomeness in us. We all need people to encourage and support us. We all need people who will lift us up with compassion and kindness. So I want to end this by saying this to you. I want to challenge you, right? I want to challenge you. Who are you challenging? Who are you rallying behind? Who are you giving powerful feedback to? Because I don't want you to leave this podcast today and think about all these people. If you get a chance to really know who these people are, I do want you to show some gratitude and let them know you appreciate them. But I also want you to focus in this direction. Who can I be a cheerleader for? Who can I push beyond their potential, right? Who can I push to the next level by being there for them for the kindness? Who can I lift up? Who can I encourage? Who is it in your life right now that needs those kind words from you to say, I'm proud of you. You're doing the right thing. Keep marching forward. Be intentional about being one of these people to the people in your lives, whether it's at work, whether it's at home, whether it's in your community or your place of faith, someone needs to hear your voice. Someone needs to know that you see who they are today and what they can be tomorrow. I'm John Parker. This is People First. I hope you guys have a great weekend. Jordan, why don't you bring us home?
Hey, feeling good, like I should. When in Durga, walk around the neighborhood.